Let's stay in Peru for our next story. It's about the Pisco Sour, which many Peruvians call the national cocktail. And since it's 5 o'clock somewhere, yeah, you know the rest. So what's in a Pisco Sour? Egg whites? Check. Lemon or lime? Check. Simple syrup and bitters? Check and check. And then there's the Pisco, the key ingredient.
I was besotted with my first Pisco Sour. It was a beautiful egg white cocktail, tart, crisp. It sort of all melds together, and it's a beautiful thing.
That's Aliyah Akam, who recently traveled to Peru in search of authentic Pisco. She writes about her experience in Punch, a new online magazine devoted to drinks worldwide. First, I asked Akam to school me in Pisco 101.
It's essentially a grape brandy. So, and it's fermented and distilled. So that's why you have wine and spirit-like qualities to it. So it's delicate, but at the same time, it can be powerful just depending upon the grapes that are being used. There are aromatic piscos. There are non-aromatic piscos. Some you would want in a pisco sour. Some you would want to just sip and enjoy, like a nice rum or a nice brandy.
So where does pisco fit into the Peruvian kind of psyche? I mean, how do they appreciate pisco in Peru?
Pisco is Peru's national spirit, and my trip actually was wonderful because it coincided with the anniversary of the discovery of the 400th year of pisco production. So when you go to someone's house in, say, Lima, you know, there will be pitchers of pisco sours waiting for you.
Like,
Yeah, it's just when people are coming over, they're having a good time. So it's one of those things where if you were going to Mexico, you know, tequila and mezcal would surround you. You go to Peru, it's pisco that surrounds you.
I mean, when you got down to Peru and you tasted like authentico pisco, were you surprised at the taste?
I wasn't surprised by the taste. I mean, I've had wonderful pisco here. I've had wonderful pisco there. For me, what made it so special was being in Peru and being, you know, that sense of place attached to it. You know, if I order a pisco sour in New York, I might be the only one in the restaurant that's drinking a pisco sour. But if I'm in a restaurant in Lima and everyone around me is, you know, ordering pisco sour and there are all these different pisco bottles that I've not seen before because they're not available in the States, there's something magical about that because you know it's a big part of their culture and you feel like you're doing something special and that's authentic to that experience.
So is a taste for pisco catching on in the U.S.? I mean, you said you were sometimes in a bar and you'd be the only one drinking a pisco sour.
It absolutely is taking off. I think what's great about the category of spirit is that they've all banded together to try and educate people about what the spirit is. And I think these bartenders are coming up with wonderful cocktails that integrate pisco. Every restaurant I go to now, when I look at the cocktail menu, It's interesting to see how many pisco cocktails there are now, whether it's a classic pisco sour or whether it's something newfangled that a bartender's decided to come up with. But it's great to see.
Aliyah Akam recently wrote about pisco and her trip to Peru for Punch magazine. You can find out more information about the pisco sour at PRI.org. And this is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.